Ever since Katie Abrams was a little girl, the start of the holiday season didn't mean venturing into the woods to find a tree. Instead, her family unearthed an old, dusty box.
Yeah, it was always a big deal to drag the giant tree out of the basement.
And the tradition continues today. A green plastic tree is adorned with lights in her Fort Collins, Colorado home. She does her best to make the fake tree seem like the real deal, though.
We have those little like Yankee Candle sticks that smell like pine that I've hung in there. And occasionally, like, I'll be like in the kitchen and I get a draft of it. Like, I smell it just for a second.
Abrams sees her neighbors pulling up with real trees tied to car roofs and feels those small pangs of jealousy when friends post woodsy pictures where they're in flannel shirts cutting down the perfect spruce.
I mean, I always think about it and think oh, it would be so nice.
But then she just pulls out the plastic tree.
And then once you go out and do it, then I can just imagine like all the steps involved.
That mentality terrifies American Christmas tree growers.
Hi, I'm Tim O'Connor, Executive Director of the Christmas Tree Promotion Board.
Yeah, you heard that right. Christmas Tree Promotion. It's a brand new organization, and here's how it works. Starting this year, each commercial Christmas tree grower in the country pays 15 cents a tree into a fund called a checkoff. That money is collected and then spent on advertising. Just like promotional funds that bring you taglines for beef, eggs, and cotton.
And the Christmas tree growers feel like, you know, easy isn't the right choice. A real fresh-cut Christmas tree is the right choice, and they want to get in the game and market.
The idea was first brought up 4 years ago, but after a firestorm of criticism with the fee labeled a Christmas tree tax, it was postponed. O'Connor says it was the growers themselves asking for it, and they decided to move ahead to take on the artificial tree market.
The business environment around their product has had some challenges. There has been a movement over the last 10 years that artificial trees have gained some ground.
O'Connor says because it's the first year growers are paying in, there are no ads yet, but will start being rolled out next year. He says they've already settled on a narrative. Real Christmas trees are authentic. And these days, authenticity, or at least the perception of it, sells.
You want a family tradition for your Christmas. You want something that your family really connects around and builds an experience around. Then you want a real tree.
In the meantime, the market is shifting toward artificial trees. In a 10-year period starting in 2002, the number of Christmas trees harvested in the U.S. dropped 17% and lost more than 6,000 Christmas tree farms, while simultaneously, fake tree sales climbed.
Yeah, the trees that we have for sale, you can see a tree right there. It's got a white tag in it.
Uh-huh.
Jerry Windsor hasn't seen that slowdown. He sells about 250 trees a year at his U-Cut farm in Windsor, Colorado, an hour north of Denver, complete with a hayrack ride and free cups of hot cocoa.
You're selling an experience and a tradition. And we have families who cut the first year who are still coming back.
Windsor says the mandatory Christmas tree checkoff won't be welcomed across the board by growers, but it's a necessity. His operation is more of a hobby farm, but for other growers, it's a lifestyle.
There's a huge need for somebody who's got to sell 3,000-5,000 trees a year. They need people on their farm.
On the farm, opting for the fresh-cut tree instead of the dusty box in the basement. Luke Runyon, Harvest Public Media.